This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
Get connected to your VA benefits. Chris North of Shelby County served 4 years in the U.S. Navy. Chris is your Shelby County Veteran Services Commission officer.
If you are a veteran or a surviving spouse of a veteran, or even if you know a veteran, we want to connect you to your benefits. That can easily be done by calling us at 937-498-7282. 498-7282.
Or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO or call 498-7282. The Shelby County Veteran Services Commission. We're vets serving vets.
When you just gotta have a big boy, nothing else can satisfy that craving, which is why we've added to the big boy family. The Farmhouse Boy, a big boy with crispy bacon and a fried egg. The Breakfast Boy, sausage patties topped with bacon and a fried egg. Then there's the Bad Boy, with pepper jack cheese and our spicy tartar sauce.
All at your local Frisch's, home of burgers, breakfast, and big boy.
What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Troy, Tip City, and Sydney? Eilerman Construction in Fort Loramie will customize your building needs in a way that's absolutely unmatched.
Eilerman did a wonderful job. They came in, they sat down, my wife and I, and created an addition and a remodeling plan that included over 500 square feet of new master bedroom, master bathroom with a big soaking tub and walk-in shower, and a beautiful closet. My wife's favorite place to be.
Homeowner Ryan Schultze said Eilerman Construction worked closely with him and his wife, just like Eilerman Construction will for you, step by step by step.
We also remodeled over 1,000 square feet. Eilerman's attention to detail was amazing. They installed a couple hundred feet of new dark cherry trim and cherry doors to match.
Eilerman Construction is known for outstanding customer service and a personal touch.
From Jill in the front office to Dan, Mark, Scott and Nick Eilerman to Greg Heilers. They were all so personable and very highly skilled at their jobs.
Dan Eilerman Construction is a four-decade, two-generation business dedicated primarily to residential construction. You will be satisfied.
Expert craftsmanship, such a beautiful look, finished on time, and it was even finished below budget.
Online at DanEilerman.com. The gem in Rushi, Ohio is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Renderly and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business, and they come from all over. It's great.
The Jewelry Barn at 2399 Rushi Versailles Road.
Just a nice little shop.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com and WMVR 105.5 TAM FM in Sydney.
Three-pointer will tie it. Here it is by Fairlawn. It's good! Banked in! Banked in! Kyle Peters! Woo! We're tied up. Long throw, Branaway. Down the floor to Meyer. Layup, good! Wow, Caleb Meyer got the chippy. What a great game.
It's been a great game.
Wow.
We will wow you with one great game after another on scoresbroadcast.com.
Here we go. 8.8 to go. Fort Loramie up three. Ball inbounded. Picture half court. Salazar timeline. Goes to Nixon, top of the circle. Jump shot. Deflected by Brandewey. Loose ball. Loramie's got it. Foul
wow.
Minster. Wow.
Right on cue.
Woo.
Nick Brandewey right on cue.
Big plays by Redskin players at critical times.
Absolutely. Yeah, I mean, Brandewey and Caleb Meyer, what a 1-2 punch they were down the stretch.
ScoresBroadcast.com won't give you time to stretch.
Quickly, three-point shot outside the arc of the left by the Jackson Center Tigers. It's good. It's poured in by Jared Pringer. Coming right back is Bixler with a tray. Good for Anna. two, three balls in a row, one by each team. Oh, Elkert lets it fly. 26-footer. Oh, wow, what a shot by Elkert up in the rafters here at the Anna Gym.
From one gymnasium to another, we webcast select exciting games throughout Shelby County and in the Midwest Athletic Conference. Scores and Joys covering 80 contests each year, featuring the best in boys and girls high school basketball.
Down the floor to Ivy Wolf. She guns along, three ball, good. Better find her on a break like that. You better find that girl. She is a shooter. Top of the circle, Hosher. Three-point shot, Gebhardt. Bullseye! Kennedy Gebhardt from downtown. My goodness. 23-footer. Caught the pass chest high, let it fly. All net. It's Dosick stepping inside the line. Bingo! The second long two-pointer for Dosick. Foul line, it goes to Holscher. Deep left corner, Radiman. Open, three ball, buried it. Taylor Radiman from long distance.
She has been on a streak.
Hey, Chuck, that was Taylor made.
Oh, we have fun on scoresbroadcast.com and enjoy recognizing those outstanding players.
Jaden Pretty is as smooth a basketball player as I've seen in a long time. He's pretty to watch. He is pretty to watch. Yeah, I like that. But he handles the ball well. He's having a good game. They're tough to beat.
Here's a long trifecta by Zane Chaffee. It's down through the bottom of the well.
I would say if we stick around and do this for a while, we're going to be saying Chaffee quite a bit in the next few years.
I think so. Stewart, Hulskamp, three ball. Good! Good! Riley Hulskamp, a 27-footer.
That play down there with Bixler got them all fired up.
And we've got you fired up for our next tournament webcast. Just one thrilling shot away.
Spin move, up and under. Good!
Wow.
Mark Bixler, herky-jerky, shake and bake.
This is scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
Oh, good evening to you all. I'm Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee here at Fort Loramie High School. And it is the contest tonight between a couple of rock-solid Division IV clubs. Convoy Crestview comes to Fort Loramie to take on the Redskins, whose offense has sputtered the last couple of games. Fort Loramie now 8-5 on the year. Fort Loramie had reeled off five straight wins to go from 3-3 to 8-3. Redskins were beaten on the road by Jackson Center last night, 49-35. Lost last Saturday to Minster in a game we covered here on scoresbroadcast.com, 36-35. Meanwhile, the opponent, Convoy Crestview, rolling along at 10-2, clobbered Delphus Jefferson last evening by a score of 65-52, behind 28 points, 14 rebounds from Kalen Etzler. He had 9 twos, 2 threes, 4 of 7 at the stripe, yanked down 14 boards. He's the Ohio State commit. Fort Loramie, no doubt, has been working hard on its offense. It'll have to contend with Mr. Etzler tonight, Chuck.
When they turn the corner, they're going to have 6'8 standing there staring them in the face.
Yep.
Loramie's going to have to shoot the ball well from the outside and make the defense kind of move out a little bit to open up the inside some. But, you know, I don't take anything away from Grant Albers. He will not back down tonight.
No, Grant got to have a real good game. He's 6'2.5", 6'3", plays a little taller than that. It looks to me like he's close to being totally healthy on that ankle. Nate Meyer also close to being healthy on his ankle, maybe a little bit behind Grant, but we'll see how those two seniors perform tonight for Fort Loramie. Redskins need them to score and defend. Caleb Meyer and Maurer. Meyer, a senior, Maurer, a sophomore. Hey, they've got to produce 20, 25 points between them. Fort Loramie needs a 50, 55-point night to shake these offensive doldrums.
Well, you know, a lot of times you walk into a game like this and you go, they've got an all-stater, first-team all-state, going to Ohio State. We need to let him get his and we'll shut other people down. I don't know if you can let him get his because yep. It's going to be too easy if they do.
Well, this club from Convoy Crestview will shoot the three ball pretty well. It's streaky. When it does, with Etzler also producing points at his size, Convoy Crestview, the Knights, will be very difficult to beat. Chuck, we were there a couple years ago when Fort Loramie played Convoy Crestview in football in the state championship tournament run. Love the crowd. It was a big throng from Convoy Crestview, very noisy. Back there, Knights, and they are here this evening at Fort Loramie in big numbers. Yep. It's a noisy pep band from Fort Loramie. Excellent atmosphere for Saturday night high school basketball, despite the virus.
Yeah, I think this should be a pretty good basketball game on paper, and a lot of times on paper it doesn't matter, but it looks like maybe Crestview's at a little bit of an advantage, but you don't ever write Loramie off in a game, especially at home.
Nope. A little basketball history for Convoy Crestview. State champs in 2019 when Javen Etzler played for Convoy. He's now at Miami. Convoy Crestview also won the state title in 2014. Javen on that 19 team and Kalen, who stars for this team, are brothers. Gavin on this team is the son of the head coach, Doug Etzler, at Convoy Crestview. And he's had quite a career coaching, second season here at Convoy, head coach at Taze Valley from 05 to 19. He was there for 15 seasons. Way back in 96-97, he was a volunteer assistant at Delphi St. John's in the Midwest Athletic Conference. And from 97 to 2002, he was the JV and varsity assistant at Lima Shawnee. Interestingly enough, Coach Etzler, an Ohio State grad in 1995. Thus, we've got Kalen now going to OSU next fall.
Well, I saw him play as a sophomore, and he was a heck of a basketball player then. He was not the go-to guy, but boy, you could just see the upside to his basketball game, and I'm looking forward to seeing him now as a senior.
Two games ago, Convoy and Etzler were supported by J.J. Ward against Arlington. He fired home 16 points, hit three threes. Convoy's got a very interesting inside player, good footwork. Carson Kreischer, 6'2 and a half. He averages very close to 10. He had 14 points against Allen East in a recent 78-52 victory. If those two players are providing support for Etzler, and Fort Loramie's really got to defend all over the floor tonight to be in this game.
Well, they got a little bit of size. I mean, Etzler's kind of a slim 6'8", but Crusher at 6'3" is looks like a football player.
When I take a look at Convoy Crestview's games, Chuck, the one that jumps out to me is a 38-36 win over Kaleida, which has been ranked number two in the state in D4 the last 2 weeks.
Right. Well, I mean, obviously they've got the ability to beat anybody that they play, just because of Etzler. And you're right. If they get good support around, then they're going to be tough to beat.
Now, this game tonight was intended originally to be a part of a four-game Martin Luther King Monday event here at Fort Loramie, but it was scrapped. The two teams, Convoy Crestview and Fort Loramie, decided to go ahead and play. At Jackson Center and Toledo Christian were also going to be a part of that eight-team event. They played tonight a 6 o'clock start at Jackson Center, Toledo Christian and the Tigers. Minster and Anna were also going to be a part of the four-game, eight-team event. And by the way, the four local clubs, Anna, Jackson Center, Minster, Fort Loramie, will, as scheduled, unless the health crisis intervenes, will be a part of the event next year, Monday, Martin Luther King weekend. And it has been confirmed that Convoy Crestview and Toledo Christian will be two of the other four opponents. The matchup's not yet set, but as I understand, it's going to be a two-year event next two seasons here at Fort Loramie. That is good. West Central Ohio, Northwest Ohio competition going at it head-to-head.
Oh yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's the same. It's the same weekend as the fly into the hoop, but
right,
that place is always full. So it's nice to have another venue and another situation to go watch.
Going to be interesting to see what offense head coach Corey Britton's Fort Loramie team finds tonight.
Well, yeah, I mean, you just don't know what you're going to get with Fort Loramie. We've seen them. We saw them in the first half
right
against Anna. Looked like as good a basketball team we've seen all year. We saw them in the second half. Looked like they had not seen a practice. So it just depends on what you're going to get out of them.
Fort Loramie out of the Shelby County Athletic League, and Convoy Crestview plays in the Northwest Conference with the likes of a very strong Columbus Grove club, a highly touted Van Wert Lincoln View team as well. That's a loaded region in boys Division IV, as is this part of the state, which competes in the Southwest region
right
in D4. You know, from storm doors to garage doors to entrance doors, the Francis Schulte Company in Rushi, Ohio, offers a winning combination of style, durability, and efficiency using the highest quality components. Well, tonight for Fort Loramie, the winning combination calls for a little more offense. The jump shooting's got to be better, and the Redskins need to become more adept at drawing fouls. Key players, Caleb Meyer, Caleb Bauer, they've got to score. Defensively, Fort Loramie needs to slow down Kalen Etzler. You're not going to stop him. Hold him, what, Chuck, to maybe 17, 18, a point or two below his per-game average.
Well, you know, better said than done. What they're going to have to do, something they don't do incredibly well, is box out and rebound tonight, because
right,
that's not been a strength of Loramie all season.
Well said. For Convoy Crestview, the winning combination, utilize Etzler. He takes 40% of the shots or better, and take advantage of the good footwork of inside player Carson Kreischer. If Convoy Crestview makes threes, Fort Loramie is going to have to guard all over the floor and not put quite as much attention on Etzler. Those are the building components for both clubs in tonight's game. Speaking of such, the finest building components come from the Francis Schulte Company. Visit our showroom on Range Line Road, northeast of Rushi, and see firsthand this winning combination of style, durability, and efficiency. The Francis Schulte Company in Rushi, well known for providing the very best building materials for lumber dealers, home centers, and door specialists everywhere. Our Fort Loramie game-specific sponsors tonight are Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning, Geyer's Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram, and M&A Muffler and Tires, along with custom foam products in Fort Loramie. We've got the tip-off and the starters in a moment on scoresbroadcast.com.
We tried numerous accounting firms before we ran across Reese Meyering, and we've stuck with them for the last 25 years.
Ron Elmore, the president of Southtown Painting in Miamisburg. It may employ as many as 100 people. Southtown has benefited greatly from the partnership with Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants in Fort Loramie.
What a professional company. I wouldn't know what to do without Reese Meyering and Company.
Reese Meyering, located in Fort Loramie, and Southtown Painting here in Miamisburg. With remote access through computers to Reese Meyering's accounting software, it's as if there's no distance at all.
Wow, like your next door neighbors.
It is. Thanks to Reese Meyering and the internet, it's always a speedy and efficient accounting process.
Reese Meyering performs tax and financial services for you or your business. This full service firm completes controllership functions like payroll, payables, receivables, accounting software setup, and consulting for business startups.
Southtown Painting would recommend Reese Meyering for accounting for any company, large or small.
Phone Kevin Meyering at 937-295-3813 for Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants.
They're flexible, they're professional, easy to work with. That's Reese Meyering.
A brand new business partner here on scoresbroadcast.com is Riemann Drywall in Anna. Riemann Drywall offers a professional service, including drywall repair, patching, finishing, installation, plastering, paint prep, high customer satisfaction and service for residences and commercial businesses. Say if you're within an hour from Shelby County and need drywall work, Riemann Drywall in Anna is a call away at 937-538-0513. You'll benefit from the 20-year Riemann reputation. Drywall done right with Riemann Drywall. Superior Aluminum Products, a big supporter of area high school athletics. We've been family-owned and operated out of Rushi for over 55 years and are currently looking for qualified applicants in order to support our progress. Stop in and see Craig Fissinger to discuss employment opportunities at Superior Aluminum. And if you've got a home project that requires railing or porch columns, swing by your local lumberyard today and discuss a solution from Superior Aluminum in Rushi. And so many thanks here on scoresbroadcast.com to the Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness Center. Thanks to Allison Haas at Jackson Pharmacy, a new sponsor on scoresbroadcast.com, located at 101 East Pike in Jackson Center. Services include a full line of prescriptions and over-the-counters. That's right. Full line of prescriptions and over-the-counters at Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness. Local delivery, by the way, to Jackson Center and Botkins. Medications packaged by day and time for your convenience. Immunizations, too, of course. And rapid COVID testing at your car by appointment. Results in 15 minutes. Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness Center, 101 East Pike in Jackson Center. 10 to 6 Monday to Friday, 10 to 1 on Saturday. Fort Laramie girls earlier today, easy win over Convoy Crestview by 19 points, 57-38. I thought it was Fort Laramie's most complete game of the season, with the exception of perhaps the big win over Division I Canton Glen Oak right after Christmas by 26 points.
Yeah, it was Ottawa Glandorf. You said Convoy Crestview.
I'm sorry.
But it was Ottawa Glandorf. And they had a pretty, I'll tell you what they had. They had an outstanding coach that didn't allow Laramie to press them at half court. They were throwing over the top.
Yeah.
But they still didn't have enough firepower.
I apologize. I had CC, Convoy Crestview, on the brain instead of OG, Ottawa Glandorf. Yeah, the Fort Laramie girls, nice triumph here this afternoon on scoresbroadcast.com. Our boys game tonight underway. The tip won by Convoy Crestview, and right away after a miss down inside by Kalen Etzler, he gets the stick back and pitches it in off the glass to give Crestview a 2-0 lead. Starting lineup for Fort Laramie, we've got Nolan Burning at guard. Good three-point shooter, Nate Meyer, on the perimeter as well. Here's Ren Albers in the lane, twisting, turning, half hook over Etzler, rimmed and came out. Albers 6'2.5 at the post. Other starters, Caleb Meyer and Caleb Maurer. Meyer 6'2 and Maurer at 6 feet tall. And the starting five for Convoy Crestview, the young man we've talked about already a lot. About 19 points a game, Kalen Etzler, 6'8", senior. Gavin Etzler, 5 points a game, 6'1", sophomore. Brody Brecht, 4 points a game, 6-foot senior. J.J. Ward, 6 a game, a 6-foot junior. And Carson Kreischer, spelled K-R-E-I-S-C-H-E-R, pronounced Kreischer, 6'3", senior, in the middle. Yep, after a turnover by Convoy Crestview, Fort Laramie attacks outside the arc straight away, trailing by a score of 2-0. Opening 90 seconds. Here is Burning at the elbow on the left. Line drive jumper off the back brace. Rebound taken down by the Knights. Boy, I love these Convoy Crestview uniforms, Chuck.
Yeah, they're kind of strange looking, but I like the colors.
It's a gray-blue or blue-gray uniform. Red numerals outlined in white. And down the sides of the shirts and trunks, got bright blue and white stripes. Here's a baseline 10-footer flipped up there by Kreischer with the left. It trickled out, no good. Rebound Fort Laramie. Here come the Redskins barging down the floor in a hurry. The lead man, Albers, takes Etzler to the rim and draws a 2-shot foul. That's big, a personal right away out of the chute on Etzler. Hopefully that was the last time tonight I say Convoy Crestview instead of Ottawa Glandorf, or Ottawa Glandorf instead of Convoy Crestview. Free throw, Albert, swish. 2-1 in favor of Convoy. 5:59 to go here in the first quarter. Second shot coming, Grant Albers. Second game of the day here on scoresbroadcast.com. And the fourth game in the last 2.5 days for our listening audience, as Albers sinks both free throws. And we are tied up at 2 each. Fort Loramie with no one yet quite hitting double digits per game on the season. Meyer and Maurer covering 9.5 to 10. And Fort Loramie rarely with a player hitting the 14 or 15 mark. Here's a long three-point try, high left, but J.J. Ward clanged off the rim. Long rebound, Fort Loramie. Bleed out to Caleb Maurer in the left corner. Maurer is stopped there by Gavin Etzler. Maurer at the foul line. Feeds Albers back to Maurer. Sizes up a three. It hit the heel. Rebound yanked down by Etzler of Convoy. Here come the Knights. They are moving from left to right on your radio dial or phone as you use your imagination or possibly your home computer. Wow, big turn of events in the last few seconds. Etzler took a lead pass down the floor, barged in from the right flank, made a heck of a shot, but it's wiped out. Offensive foul, Chuck, number two.
That's his second.
Oh, boy. And that might force Doug Etzler to give Kalen some minutes on the bench here in the first half. Burning top of the circle, right wing Caleb Meyer for Fort Loramie. We're tied at 2. We played 3 minutes, 15 seconds. Here's Albers in the lane. Oh, heck of a dipsy-do move. Got two men off their feet and then missed the shot. It went in and out.
He made that harder than it needed to be. He made the first move and could have gone in for the layup.
Here is Etzler, baseline left. He slides toward the rim, draws contact, shot no good, but a foul against Fort Loramie. I like the way Kalen Etzler moves when he is pounding the ball on the floor, Chuck.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, he got a tough break on the charge. I'm not saying it wasn't a charge. I really couldn't see, but he made the basket on that. That was concentration right there.
Free throw is swished. He dribbles well, and he's got a nice first step. He's a poised young man, smooth and swift, and he'll sit down. He's got a breather coming with two fouls.
I can see probably within the next year and a half, he'll probably put about 30 pounds on.
No doubt. Well, he drops home two foul shots, and it's 4-2. Crestview up a bucket.
Now he has to sit with the second foul.
Here's Burning outside the arc on the right for Fort Loramie. Nobody picks him up. He lets it fly from three-point land. It hit the front rim. Good, strong rebound by Kreischer down inside for the Knights. Gives it up to Gavin Etzler in backcourt. Gavin romping between the rings. Throws outside the arc to Brody Brecht. Here's Ward down inside to Kreischer. Bothered from the backside by Caleb Maurer, who picks up the shooting foul. Couple free throws for Kreischer. Good ball movement by Convoy.
Yeah, it was a nice diagonal pass that time.
3:54 left, opening period, 4-2 in favor of the Knights. Kreischer's foul shot is on target. 6'3" young man, broad shoulders, and agile in the lane. Mobile post player. And he cans each shot at the charity line. And the lead for Convoy Crestview is 4-6-2. Fort Loramie's offensive woes continuing so far here tonight. 2 points in better than 4 minutes. Here's Colin Moore on the floor now for Fort Loramie. Colin, a 6-foot senior, skipped it cross court. Got it back at the foul stripe. Bounce pass baseline right, intercepted. Nicely done by Carson Hunter of Convoy Crestview. 6-1 soft in off the bench. Feeds to a teammate, J.J. Ward, on the finish. As he went flying to the rim, laid it in. And Fort Loramie needs a timeout. Down 6, 8-2, 3:25 left in the first on scoresbroadcast.com.
Jackson Center Pro Hardware has a terrific deal for you. Receive free a 55,000 BTU 5-burner liquid propane gas grill when you purchase your kitchen cabinets from Jackson Center Pro Hardware. Cabinets are solid wood with soft closed doors and drawers. 25 colors and styles to choose from. Save up to 50% on cabinets when compared to the big box stores. Sale ends January 24th. Financing available, 18 months same as cash. Jackson Center Pro Hardware, 112 East Pike in the center of Jackson Center.
But Chuck, Convoy Crestview came into the game tonight about a 54% foul shooting club, but the stroke has been smooth at the charity line so far.
Made all four of them.
Fort Loramie attacking to her left after that abrupt timeout by head coach Corey Britton. Colin Moore to Caleb Meyer. Baseline left to Nolan Burning. Grant Albers on the bench at the moment. Nate Meyer's been added to the quintet. It's a small Fort Loramie team, everybody between 5'11 and 6'2. Baseline left, it's Burning. Outside the arc, it's Caleb Maurer. Wide open, he buries the three ball. Crestview 8, Fort Loramie 5.
John Wooden used to say that the team that calls the first time out loses the game most of the time, and I'm thinking that's because his teams were so good they all had to call a timeout.
Here is the pass by Convoy's Ward to the post, broken up and stolen. Here's Caleb Meyer down the floor, into the lane, fumbled it. He fed it to the trailer, Nate Meyer, layup good. 8-7, Crestview's lead cut to 1.
Boy, he did a good job because he got harassed down there, but he got control of it and found Meyer going down the lane.
Here is Gavin Etzler in midcourt. Here comes the Fort Loramie trap. Etzler down the left side to Hunter, and he's barreled into by a Fort Loramie player.
That was on Colin Moore, and he was about a half a step. If he was just late getting there, if he would have gotten there sooner, he had to steal.
Nathan Lickley, 6-foot sophomore, in now for Convoy. In fact, he's got the ball outside the arc on the right. Here's a long three try by Gavin Etzler, short, bangs off the rim. Long rebound for Loramie, which is down 8-7. Up the left side, it goes to Caleb Meyer, now Colin Moore, who swings it around the top of the circle to the right. Shot fake from long range by Fort Loramie's Ty Ruenkamp, who's in, 6-foot junior. As head coach Corey Britton tries to find the right offensive combination. Oh, Caleb Meyer dives into the lane. A little flipper, a one-hander, floating it in to give Fort Loramie the lead.
That gave him the lead, and I'll tell you, with Etzler sitting down, offensively it hurts him a little bit, but defensively it really hurts him.
Yes. 7 straight by Fort Loramie. Left side of the floor, 30 feet from the basket. Gavin Etzler drags the pivot foot. That's a walk. Minute 13 left in the first. Kalen Etzler on the bench for Convoy Crestview. 2 quick personal fouls. After he registered, 4 points right away, Chuck?
Yep.
High left, it's Albers back on the floor for Fort Loramie. Straight away to Caleb Meyer. Open three ball, banged it in. Right on the button. Caleb Meyer got a screen and shot it in rhythm. And Fort Loramie's warmed up. 10 straight points. The Redskins have answered the bell. That timeout, head coach Corey Britton did the trick.
I think, yeah, he was demonstrative at the timeout.
12-8 Fort Loramie, 36 seconds to go, first quarter. Here is Ward at the elbow on the left, splits a couple defenders. He fumbled the ball, taken away by Albers. Down the floor to Caleb Maurer, driving left-hand layup, got it. 14-8 Fort Loramie, 12 in a row. 20 seconds to go here in the first quarter. In backcourt, Gavin Etzler for Convoy Crestview. Picked up by Caleb Maurer. Here comes the double team. Ball thrown left corner to the three-point shooter. A long one, swisharoo. Good-looking jumper by Convoy Crestview. Fort Loramie back in a hurry, trying to whip Crestview down the floor. And barging into the lane goes Caleb Meyer, and he's belted, and he'll get 2. That long three by Convoy, Chuck, was sunk by...
Well, I don't know how to say his last name. Is it Lichty?
Lichtel?
Lickley. Lickley, okay. It was Lickley that hit the jumper.
Boy, it was smooth. High rainbow. I was waiting for it to come down. It went right through the ropes. two free throws here for Caleb Meyer of Fort Loramie, and he drops home the first one. 2.1 to go in the first quarter. He nails each. 16-point first quarter for Fort Loramie. There's a long heave, and it is off the clock above the scoreboard as Convoy Crestview hurled it 80 feet. First quarter in the books. Best first 8 minutes for Fort Loramie, maybe all season. 16-11 lead over Convoy Crestview on scoresbroadcast.com.
From fire alarms to phone systems to access. All SecureCom finds solutions to push the limits of today's technology for tomorrow's world. Leave it to the experts. We'll show you the pros of going pro. And at SecureCom in Minster, we'll design a system that's efficient and affordable. We'll help you maintain your security investment to work properly for years to come. SecureCom in Minster, 307 West 1st. Inquire online at securcom.com. SecureCom. Your pros in protection.
Well, for 76 years, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney has been family-owned and operated. We take pride at Goffney, serving your family by helping you create a home you truly love. Our service and selection make us far superior to the big box giants and e-commerce megastores. The Goffney family has perfected the best destination around for furniture, mattresses, and home decor. Shop and buy online at Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com. Curbside pickup and delivery too at 2600 West Michigan Avenue in Sydney. Go Goffney. Our family's got you covered. Underway here in the second quarter. Fort Loramie up five. Here's a baseline jump shot by Nate Meyer. Welcome back, Nate. He knocks it down.
And he shot that over Etzler, who's back in the game. That was a nice shot.
Kalen Etzler, the 6'8 senior, the Ohio State commit, back on the hardwood with two fouls for Convoy Crestview, which finds itself now down to seven. And guarding Etzler is Caleb Meyer, and Caleb is trying to stick to him like glue. Here is Gavin Etzler, top of the circle to Kalen. High left, it goes on the play to Brody Brecht. Straight away to Ward. Now, Etzler is open. Three-pointer doesn't need a screen. He drains it from 24. Good-looking shot, McKaylin Etzler, 18-14 in favor of Fort Loramie. Far right wing, Redskins have got the basketball. Short corner to Nate Meyer. Hits the cutter down the lane. Albers on the finish. Well done. Super ball movement by Fort Loramie.
Okay, they're not standing tonight. They're passing and going towards the basket.
20-14 lead for the Redskins. Over guarding foul out high. Caleb Meyer on Etzler. I've got a double check here, Chuck. 44 in there now for Fort Loramie is...
Who? Let me find it. I don't have a 44 on here. Sorry.
We've had a number change for the Redskins. We'll catch up on that here at the next break. 6:25 left to go, period number two. Etzler pivots, nearly walked. Contact is made. He is lobbying for a shooting foul from behind the arc. No, it's ruled ball on the floor. 20-14 in favor of Fort Loramie. 6:24 to go here in the first. Redskins trailed by as many as six, was it, Chuck? 8-2?
8-2.
Baseline drive, crasher, well done by Convoy. He found that avenue along the right baseline, kissed one in off the window on a good inbounds play. And it's 20-16, Fort Loramie up four over Convoy. 2 minutes gone here in the second quarter. Nolan Burning, 5'11 senior guard with the ball. Rotates it right flank to Caleb Maurer. On top to Burning. Back to Caleb Maurer. Left available. Bullseye! A three-pointer. Boy, the Redskins are finding the open gunners.
Yeah, they're shooting it well. They just have to make this a four-quarter good shooting game.
Yep. Got to play out the string. Anna nearly fell short last night against Botkins. I say Botkins, interestingly enough, Chuck. Convoy Crestview and Botkins scrimmaged three times in the preseason.
Really?
Yep, how about that? Played pretty even Steven in all three meetings.
I can see that.
Yep. Team foul six on Fort Loramie.
It's the second on Albers.
And he sets. Here is the ball inbounded on the play by Convoy Crestview. Left corner, open shooter, Gavin Etzler, bottom of the well, right through the cylinder, a triple. 23-19, Fort Loramie gone up 7 briefly, but the Gavin Etzler trifecta creeps Crestview within 2 possessions. Fort Loramie attacking straight on. Far left wing, it's burning. No one available to pass to, so he lets it fly. Bingo! A 3-pointer by Burning. Fort Loramie shooting lights out from the arc.
They stood there for a second, went, nobody's open, I guess I'll shoot it.
Yeah. 26-19, Fort Loramie up 7. Here is the ball being handled on the perimeter by Ronte Jackson, 6-foot junior, in now for Crestview. Now Kalen Etzler. Oh, a step back 3 from about 27 feet short. Didn't hit the rim. Went out of bounds to Fort Loramie.
That was, even for an All-American, that was too tough a shot.
Right. 4 minutes, 40 seconds to go in the second quarter. And Fort Loramie, after a slow start the first 4 minutes, has been outstanding, Chuck, the last 8 minutes.
Offensively, they're playing really well after that start, yes.
4.5 to go, period number 2. 26-19 Fort Loramie. Here's Caleb Maurer, drives into the lane, double-teamed, gives to Nate Meyer on the arc. Straight away, Colin Moore. Ball rotated left side to Caleb Meyer. Into the lane, Colin Moore. Little half hook over Etzler. It skimmed off the rim. No good. Rebound, Convoy Crestview. Quickly, forecourt right. It's Gavin Etzler. Outside the arc, high right, Brody Brecht. Now to Kalen in the corner. Straight away to Gavin. Fakes right, goes left. Uh-oh, moving screen. A Knight player was caught. 4 minutes and a second to go in the second quarter. Fort Loramie 26, Convoy Crestview 19. So many thanks here on scoresbroadcast.com to our anchor business partners, including American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, your amazing glass connection, AAG Inc., the industry's clear choice, Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna, your number one insurance agency again, Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville, hundreds of brands, 4 locations, 1 solution. And here is Fort Loramie drawing a 2-shot foul down inside. Colin Moore.
Well, that was on Etzler, more importantly, as his third.
That's an unbelievable foul. What, on the top of the head of Colin Moore?
That's what they said.
It looked a little ticky-tacky to me, and Etzler's got to sit with 3. With 3:42 to go in the second quarter. I'm not sure I would have called that one. I would have let it go. Simply a case of one man being so much taller than the other, and a fingertip landed in the hairdo of the smaller player.
Well,
but
I've not seen any of these. Well, actually, I've seen this official. I've never seen the other two.
Sometimes the breaks go in your favor, sometimes not. 1 of 2 free throws made by Fort Loramie, and then a good give-and-go down the lane. Ward, a late dish on the play to Kreischer. Layup is in. 27-21 Fort Loramie. Then the Redskins throw it away into the half court. Racing up the floor hard, J.J. Ward for Convoy. Bumped at the timeline by Caleb Meyer of Fort Loramie. 3:16 to go here in the first half. Team foul situation 7 on the Redskins, sending the Knights to the stripe for the 1-1. Thank you, Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney, an anchor business partner with us. High quality furniture priced right. Go Goffney. G-O-F-F-E-N-A, GoffneyFurniture.com. LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner in 2006 and 7. Quality parts for highway maintenance equipment all over the world. And SecureCom in Minster, from which we heard a moment ago. SecureCom, S-E-C-U-R-com, online at SecureCom.com. The pros in protection. 2 free throws knocked down by Ward, 27-23, until Devin Ratterman off the bench for Fort Loramie pours in a long trifecta. Boy, he was 2 steps behind the line. 30-23 Redskins. 2:50 left to go here in the second quarter. That was clearly a walk.
Yeah, you can't throw a pass to yourself.
Nope. Visiting team traveled, not called. A little shuffle there by Gavin Etzler between the circles. Gavin guarded tightly by Caleb Meyer. Here is J.J. Ward. Back to Gavin, baseline left. Flips it to Hunter. Hunter at the elbow. Left corner, it's Gavin Ward, or I should say Gavin Etzler. Long three, hit off the rim. Long rebound, right corner, Hunter. Convoy controls. Hunter lets it go, a three-pointer. Ooh, a tough break. In, out, in, out. Fort Loramie up 7, 2:10 to go here in the second. Colin Moore between the rings. Left side pass to Devin Ratterman of Fort Loramie. Ratterman, a 5'10 senior. Boy, he walked on the floor and right away knocked one in from distance. Here's Burning. Straight away, Nate Meyer. Open look, three-point territory. Short. Rebound on the floor. Scooped up by Hunter of Convoy, which is down 7. Late second quarter, a minute 45 to go. Straight away, it's Ward. Oh, good pass. Finding Kreischer open in the middle. Pivots and banks it in. Nice job done by Carson Kreischer. Good night for him, Chuck. How many?
Yeah, he's got 7, 8.
8 points for Kreischer. 30-25. Fort Loramie up 5. Higher scoring game than we thought it might be. Minute 20 left in the first half. Little teardrop right in front of Colin Moore of Fort Loramie. It's in and out, no good. Long rebound, three-pointer. Caleb Maurer short. Another long board. Burning's got it. Fort Loramie collecting rebound after rebound in this sequence. A minute to go in the first half. Fort Loramie up 5. Redskins spread the floor for Burning. Left corner, Ratterman jacks it up. No good off the heel. Taken down by Convoy. In backcourt, Ward. Ward walks it up with 50 ticks to go in the second quarter. Fort Loramie 30, Convoy Crestview 25. Real good Saturday night game tonight here on scoresbroadcast.com and WMVR. Down inside, Convoy Crestview breaks a man free. Nice dish off on the play, Berante Jackson to Kreischer. He shook loose, couldn't get the shot to go in, but he's awarded 2 free throws. 37.9 left here in the second period. And aiming to score points 9 and 10, Carson Kreischer. Free throw, though, is strong. Again, by way of recap, Kalen Etzler picked up 2 fouls early in this game, a third early in the second quarter. He's on the bench for Convoy Crestview with 3 personals. The 6'8" Ohio State commit, averaging just under 20 points per game.
Well, he's probably played 5.5 minutes tonight in the yep. 2 quarters. He scored 7. Right. Quite honestly, Crestview will be happy to go in down 4 or 6 with him sitting as much as they did.
Right. Second free throw by Kreischer was dead on. So Fort Loramie's lead is 4, 30-26 as the clock winds down. Late second quarter, 18, 17, 16 seconds to go. Burning backs up near center circle. Elbow on the right, it's Colin Moore. Behind the screen, near side, Burning. Shot fake around Jackson. Puts up a 10-footer strong. Rebound, Colin Moore. Wow. Dynamite board. 3 seconds left. In backcourt, it's Gavin Etzler. Durante Jackson, long 45-footer off the back iron. Don't think it would have counted. Very good offensive first half between these two clubs. Fort Loramie coming on like gangbusters, held to just 2 points in the first 4 minutes. Redskins wind up with 32 after 2 quarters of play, aided in part by the fact that Kalen Etzler, the 6'8" on the inside for Convoy Crestview, was saddled with 3 fouls, and as Chuck noted a moment ago, only played 5.5 or 6 minutes or so. Halftime at Fort Loramie. It's our break for the station coming up, 32-26. Redskins over the Convoy Crestview Knights on scoresbroadcast.com and WMVR 105.5 TAM FM in Sydney.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance. And that's for sure. Barker Insurance. North County Road 25A in Sydney. Phone 492-1857.
Have you been considering LED lighting but feeling confused? Our talented team at Dickman Supply can answer all your questions about LED lighting and get confusion out of the game. We can help with the design and retrofits, plus even with obtaining all eligible utility rebates. Call the Dickman Supply Green Team or contact our lighting departments in Sydney, Greenville, Salina, and Marysville. Dickman Supply, the largest Eaton electrical distributor in West Central Ohio.
Are you looking to buy, build, or refinance a home? Osgood Bank has you covered. Whether you're a first-time home buyer with little or no down payment, buying a home on acreage, or need cash-out refinancing, the experts at Osgood Bank are fast, friendly, and will service your home loan from start to finish. Osgood Bank in Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Loramie, and Indian Lake at osgoodbank.com. Do well, be good. Osgood Bank, member FDIC, equal housing member. Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, Locale Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
Locale's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from Locale Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
Locale began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to Locale for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are Locale Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
Need the right solution for true comfort? Call Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Place your confidence in Mike Holthouse at Tom and Jerry's, which is fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. It's family-owned and has built a quality name, one satisfied customer at a time. Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning on Dawson Road in Fort Loramie. Just visit TomJerry's.com.
And we welcome you back here to Fort Loramie High School in Shelby County. I'm Jack Kramer along with Chuck McBee. We are at halftime, 6 minutes before the start of our third quarter, and Fort Loramie holds a six-point cushion over Convoy Crestview, 32-26. Crestview jumped out 8-2. A couple of quick fouls on Kalen Etzler, the 6'8 young man for Convoy. He was then saddled with a third in the second quarter. He's been on the bench a lot in the first two periods. Fort Loramie's offense has been in high gear the last 12 minutes of the first half. The best Fort Loramie's looked offensively in maybe as many as 3 weeks, Chuck. Chuck McBee alongside with our halftime report brought to you by American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie. Chuck?
Well, yeah, they have shot the ball really well, and they've got seven young men that have scored.
There you go.
That's good for them also. They have seven rebounds. Convoy Crestview's got 10. Loramie has a 3-2 offensive rebounding advantage. The Knights only turned it over four times in the first half. Loramie only turned it over twice. 5 of 6 from the free throw line for the Redskins. 7 of 8 for Crestview. Individual scoring. Crasher ended up with 9 in the first half. They got 7 from Kellen Etzler. They got 4 from J.J. Ward, 3 from Lickley, and 3 from Gavin Etzler. They scored 11 and 15, 26 for the first half. Loramie led by Caleb Maurer with 8. Caleb Meyer with 7. They got 4 from Albers, 4 from Nate Meyer, and then 3 each from Ratterman on a 3, Colin Moore on a free throw and a basket, and Nolan Burning on with a 3. They scored 16 both quarters, and they lead it 32-26 at the half.
Chuck, it's been a tongue-twister night. Fort Loramie's got Caleb Meyer, Caleb Maurer, Nate Meyer, and we've got Kalen Etzler and Gavin Etzler on the Convoy Crestview side. I think we've kept them all straight most of the time.
So far.
Except for my slip-up calling, Ottawa Glandorf Convoy Crestview once?
Yeah, well, I mean, that's what we did this afternoon. That's understandable.
We're
old.
Exactly. And continuing day by day to get older.
Well, I guess that's a good thing.
Fort Loramie up 6 over Convoy Crestview after 2 quarters. That's our halftime brought to you by American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie on scoresbroadcast.com.
The new $35 million FC Cincinnati soccer facility is spectacular, and American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie played a major role in its futuristic look, said Mike Spencer, AAG Field Superintendent.
AAG, by completing such a state-of-the-art project, is leading the way and raising the bar of excellence for FC Cincinnati and other soccer clubs to follow.
Well, I'm a big soccer fan.
Okay.
And kudos to FC. This new soccer complex is beautiful.
Well, you're looking at a project completed by American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie.
Well, kudos to them, too. Their glasswork is amazing. It's gorgeous.
At the new FC soccer training facility, AAG installed over 14,000 square foot of exterior aluminum framing and glass.
And AAG completed a lot of interior glass work too, Mike.
Yeah, we completed more than 10,000 square foot of interior glazing, including mirrors, custom glass, and aluminum office frames.
And in 2019, AAG renovated the B deck at Ohio Stadium, the home of the Buckeyes.
AAG turned the creative dreams of Ohio State and FC Cincinnati into reality.
American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie.
Their glass work is amazing.
AAGinc.com.
Well, one thing we do here on scoresbroadcast.com is call it like it is. We're not homers. We both officiated in the past. I still do some. Etzler for Convoy Crestview has been hit with 3 fouls, and maybe only one, possibly two were legitimate. The third one clearly not.
Was not. But, I mean, you know, it's just part of the game.
Yep.
Officials, human, make mistakes. I thought they missed the charge. I thought they missed the block down the other end. But that's the way it goes. He's got to, you know, he's played a lot of basketball. He has to be able to play with 3 fouls now.
And sometimes on the road, you don't get the calls you might get at home.
Right.
32-26 Fort Loramie over Convoy Crestview. Time now for our student athlete spotlight segment here on scoresbroadcast.com. Brought to you by LaCal Equipment and Jackson Center. LACAL, LaCal, promotes student academic success on Scores Broadcast and has done so for 15 years since our start in 2006 and 7. LaCal once moved to Jackson Center in Shelby County from L.A., California, thus the name LaCal. Tonight we recognize a couple of cheerleaders for Convoy Crestview. Mackenzie Leith, last name spelled L-E-E-T-H, senior cheerleader, daughter of Shane and Becky, outstanding GPA 3.8 for Mackenzie. Participates in student council, a football cheer track, and holds a job at Van Crest Nursing Home in Van Wert. And she'd like to study at the University of St. Francis in Fort Wayne and, get this, Chuck, pursue cardiothoracic physician, easy for me to say, assistant.
Oh.
Cardiothoracic physician assistant. Mackenzie Leith, cheerleader at Convoy Crestview. Fort Loramie cheerleader recognized tonight by LaCal Equipment, Sierra Henning, 3.8 GPA, junior cheerleader, daughter of Aaron and Erica, takes part in competitive cheer and drama. She'll start her bachelor's degree at Edison Community College and later pursue physical therapy. Thanks so much to Mackenzie Leith and Sierra Henning of Convoy Crestview and Fort Loramie, respectively. Good bucket by Convoy to start the third quarter of this game, and then Fort Loramie counters right back, power move on the inside by Caleb Meyer, who got the bucket for Convoy.
Crasher got it on the other end, got a nice pass from Etzler.
Boy, this Carson Crasher is impressive. Here is a loose ball midcourt, and a Fort Loramie player undercuts J.J. Ward 40 feet from the basket. 34-28, Fort Loramie up 6. 40 seconds into the second half of this game. Ball inbounded half court to our left. It is Ward outside the arc to Etzler, playing with three fouls. Now it goes from Kalen to Gavin, and the ball is poked out of bounds, baseline left by Fort Loraming. 6-point lead for the Redskins. Biggest lead for Convoy Crestview was 6 at 8-2. Ball inbounded, baseline left by Ward. Lobs out high for Etzler. Oh, leaping up to spear it and knock it away nicely is Caleb Meyer for Fort Loraming. Down to Caleb Maurer. Turning into the lane, Maurer fades. Missed an 8-footer. Rebound to Kalen Etzler of Convoy. Looks like he almost carries the ball, Chuck, when he dribbles.
Yeah, he probably does a little bit, but it's 6'8". It kind of looks funny.
Oh, here's Kreischer down inside. 25-foot pass by Kalen Etzler's a beauty. Kreischer on the finish.
That's his second assist to him. I mean, at 6'8", you're seeing over the defense, and Crasher's doing a great job of getting open.
Isn't that the truth? Yes. Kalen can peer in there over everybody's heads. Here's a great feed by Fort Loraming. Caleb Maurer in the corner down inside for Grant Albers. Bank shot from 5 feet. Up and good.
Albers did a good job of letting the defender fly by, and then he went up and laid it in.
Yep. Teams trade goals. 36-30. Fort Loraming up 6. That was the halftime spread. Here's a long, high-arching fadeaway three by Kalen Etzler. Oh, it's a dandy. Good-looking shot. He was fading back.
Yeah, that's good defense.
At 6'8", there's no way to defend it.
You're not going to block it. No.
You can't even get a hand in his face. Here's Burning at the elbow on the left. Little pick and roll with Albers. Albers lost the ball, coughed it up in the baseline. Out of bounds to Convoy.
That's only the third turnover by the Redskins tonight.
I tell you what, this has been about as sharp as Fort Loraming's been all year.
I agree.
36-33, Redskins lead has been shaved to 3. The last goal, a long three-pointer by Kalen Etzler of Convoy Crestview. 5:34 to go in the third quarter. Etzler between the circles, hooks a pass down inside again. It's caught and laid through by Brody Brecht. This time Brecht, previous time Kreischer, on receiving ends of assists from Kalen Etzler.
That's 3 assists in a row for the young man.
1-point game. Albers down inside on the arc to Nolan Burning. Fires a line drive triple. No, off the heel. Long rebound Convoy. Knights can take the lead here. 3 minutes gone, third quarter. 36-35. Etzler straight away. Looks down inside. Then he rises up and shoots. 26-footer, no good, off the flange. Long board, Caleb Meyer. Down to Maurer, to Albers against Etzler. Up and in, Etzler defended without fouling, and Albers put it through.
Hey, Grant did a nice job of getting his body on him and then making Etzler not be able to go up and try to block the shot.
Spot on. 4:38 to go here in the third. Fine ball game on Saturday night here on scoresbroadcast.com and WMVR. Here's Breck, baseline left. Behind him to Kalen Etzler. Long triple around and out. The board to Fort Loraming. Burning rifles a pass down to Caleb Meyer. Near side, Caleb Maurer. He sizes up a 3 and drills it. 25-footer, Caleb Maurer. M-A-U-R-E-R, as opposed to Meyer. 41-35, Fort Loraming. Redskins have restored their 6-point halftime lead. 4:08 to go in the third. Timeout, Crestview, on scoresbroadcast.com.
Todd Geyer at Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Loraming says his customers come from everywhere.
Todd, tell me about the guy in Alaska who came all the way to Geyer's in Fort Loraming to buy a car.
Yes, this spring, Jack, we had a guy from Alaska who did a nationwide search for a certain used vehicle. He found the one we had online at geyerschrysler.com. So then we put the deal together. He traveled by plane to Fort Wayne. We picked him up there, and then the rest, they say, I guess, is history.
Boy, the online marketing of cars by Geyer's is tremendously successful.
I would say about 90% of the people nowadays start online. They find their vehicles, and then they go out, call, come in, look at the vehicle.
And then Geyer's is pleased to create that super deal for you. Customer service with a smile at Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram. GAIERS Inc.com.
One half of the third quarter in the books. Fort Loramie up 6, 41-35. After Convoy Crestview had gotten within one. Here is Etzler, baseline left at 6'8". He wants to drive. Caleb Maurer shuts him off. Here's Ronte Jackson straight away. Hands off to J.J. Ward. Ball thrown to the post. Hooked away by Fort Loramie. Recovery near midcourt by Carson Hunter of Convoy. Now to Jackson at the elbow on the left. Straight away with the ball, Hunter on a weave to Ward. Picked up by Vernon. Good defensive sequence by Fort Loramie. Hunter between the circles, 25 feet out. Right side, Jackson. Right corner, Kalen Etzler. Trying to get a screen to shoot as Nathan Lickley can't do it. On top to Jackson. Etzler, baseline right, drives. He's on the other side of the backboard. Tries to shoot behind the glass. He's bailed out by a foul. Couple of free throws for Kalen. I think my vantage point was good. It looked like Etzler was clearly on the baseline behind the backboard.
Would have been tough for him to get that to the rim.
Free throw short, no good. Fouled in the act, awarded two. Convoy Crestview not a solid free throw shooting team. Fort Loramie in the mid-60 percentile range. Convoy Crestview mid-50s. Etzler again hits it. 41-36 Fort Loramie, 3:20 left, third quarter. Excellent game on this Saturday night. Hope you are enjoying it. Colin Moore, top of the circle for Fort Loramie. Here's Kreischer guarding Albers, head of the key. Redskins whip it around on top. Moore fakes left, goes right. Straight on, it's Albers. Redskins continue to slash through the paint. Here's Colin Moore out of the right corner, short on the jump shot. Good rebound by Ronte Jackson for Convoy Crestview. He goes down the floor hard into the corner. Swings it on top to Ward. Ward dropped it. Colin Moore digs it off the hardwood. Loose ball picked up by Convoy. Scattered floor. Hooked down inside for Kreischer. Pass goes awry. Taken away by Moore of Fort Loramie. That was helter-skelter for about 10 seconds. Redskins possession up 5, 2:22 to go in the third. Here's Caleb Meyer on top to Albers. Big possession here. Skip pass, cross court. Fort Loramie goes below the backboard and throws it out of bounds. 2 minutes, 10 seconds left here in the third. In just a moment, we'll tell you all about Wygant Real Estate Development in Minster. That we're looking for a field goal. Haven't had one in the last 90 seconds or so. Etzler outside the arc for Convoy. Looks for Ward. Cutting, not available. Here's Gavin Etzler, 30 feet away. Behind the screen, J.J. Ward. Shot fake. Dishes left corner. Ronte Jackson. Three ball in the air. It bangs off the flange. Long rebound, Fort Loramie. Long lead out. Great catch to Albers. He's triple teamed. On the arc to Caleb Meyer for three. You can count it. Caleb Meyer trailing in the secondary break. He got the pass. Nobody near him. Three Crestview players were below the rim, and it's 44-36 Fort Loramie. Steal, top of the circle, Colin Moore. Moore down the floor against Gavin Etzler. Powers to the rim. No good, but a foul against the Knights. Colin Moore at the stripe for Fort Loramie, which tries to extend the bulge to 10.
Boy, he's played some outstanding defense this evening. Well, actually, all year. He's just a hard-nosed kid.
Yep, that's his signature. Colin is super defensively, that's for certain. Free throw short. Second one coming. Minute 26 to go, third quarter. Fort Loramie 44. Convoy Crestview 36. Second shot, but Colin dips the knees, eyes the goal, and he puts that one right through. 45-36, Fort Loramie 9 up. That's the biggest lead for the Redskins. 6 has been the biggest spread for Convoy Crestview. Here's Gavin Etzler backing up near midcourt. 1:13 to go, third quarter. Right side to Kalen Etzler. Coming out to catch is Kreischer. There's a ball lobbed down inside to Etzler. The big man at 6'8 catches near the rim and drops it right down through the cylinder. 45-38, Fort Loramie by 7. 56 seconds to go here in the third. Here is Nate Meyer between the circles. Hands off on the play to Caleb Maurer. He dived into the paint. Back to Nate Meyer on the arc. Fort Loramie playing pitch and catch. Working the clock down. Caleb Meyer, And holding the ball right out in front of him is Caleb Maurer. Stolen by Gavin Etzler. Down the floor to a teammate. Foul. Colin Moore broke in late and picked up a blocking personal. Is it in the act of shooting? Yep, it is.
If you're not giving him two.
Couple of free throws here for Kalen Etzler. Fort Loramie with opportunities to spring to a double-digit edge. Now up seven. 30 seconds remaining, third quarter. Free throw by Kalen Etzler is in. 45-39, Fort Loramie. Second shot upcoming. Couple of bounces. Free throw, swish.
That's what they call a quiet 15 points.
Yes. And we've played nearly three quarters now, 24 minutes. And Etzler's played, Chuck, in what, about 16, 17 minutes of them?
Yeah, at the most.
45-40, Fort Loramie's lead, 5. Final 20 seconds, third quarter. Good defense by Ward on Burning, 30 feet away. Fort Loramie on the weave, 15-14. Here's Caleb Meyer, here's Nolan Burning. Nolan on the bounce. Now Caleb Maurer with 8. They try to go back door to Caleb Meyer, busted up by Convoy Crestview. Ball goes into backcourt with 2 seconds left. Here's a long 60-foot heave by Caleb Maurer. It's over the backboard. Third quarter finishes. Chuck will keep it right here with Fort Loramie leading by 5, 45-40, as Convoy Crestview whittled a point off of Fort Loramie's advantage in that third quarter. Our unique experience creating neighborhoods is one of a kind. Wygant Real Estate Development in Minster is the region's only real estate building and development company. For over 40 years, Wygant has been your neighbor. You see, we assist residents in West Central Ohio in buying and selling homes, farms, and commercial and industrial properties. Our 42-lot Stonegate subdivision is one of Wygant's newest neighborhoods. It's in Minster, adjacent to Paris Street Park, and within walking distance from the center of town. Custom build your new home at Stonegate. There's no substitute for experience. We continue to provide exceptional quality and service to you, the customer. Reserve your lot at Stonegate in Minster today. Call Todd Wygant at 937-538-0156. 538-0156. Experience another great Wygant neighborhood. Wygant, W-E-I-G-A-N-D-T, WygantDevelopment.com. Here we go, final 8 minutes. Fine game tonight on this Saturday night. We've enjoyed it. Hope you have too. Albers on the floor for Fort Loramie. Devin Ratterman's got it now. Short corner, baseline right. Caleb Meyer maneuvers on Ronte Jackson, fades away and draws a two-shot foul.
That's a nice job by Meyer that time. That was he bailed him out because that was going to be a tough shot.
And one of those that you very seldom try in horse, even. Free throw, Caleb Meyer hits the back rim, comes down, no good. Team foul situation, 3 each way. Second shot, Caleb Meyer flexes the knees and pumps it in. 46-40, Fort Loramie up half dozen. The lead is gone between 3-4 points to as many as 9 in the second half. Fort Loramie now up 6. Here is Kalen Etzler. Good pass down inside to Kreischer. Up strong with the left hand. Body slew for Fort Loramie, but they were trying to earn an Emmy. Good no call by the referee.
I think so. I think if he hadn't yelled out like he did, he might have gotten the call.
Here's Devin Ratterman. Here's Colin Moore for Fort Loramie. Now Nolan Burning on top to Albers. Left side pass, Caleb Meyer at the elbow. Oh, good pick and roll for Albers on the finish. Got it in a foul. Beautiful teamwork. 48-42, Fort Loramie. Count it, plus one, Albers at the stripe. 7:03 left in the fourth. Grant Albers toes the free throw line for Fort Loramie. Shots in the air, in, out, pops up, drops right back down in.
Second shoot. Part of it was nothing but net.
Yes. Shooters roll for Albers, 49-42. Fort Loramie up 7.
And Fort Loramie has avoided those offensive swoons that they've had in a lot of games this season.
Yep.
They have been outstanding offensively all night.
And Fort Loramie in line for a 60 or 65-point game. A minute 10 gone here in the fourth. Convoy attacking down 7. Ronte Jackson out high. Gets a screen. Needs help. Goes to Kalen Etzler. Here's a deep left corner 3 by Nathan Lickley. It skids off the rim. Rebound Jackson back to Lickley from 15. Bingo! He's got it. 49-44. Fort Loramie's cushion is 5. 6.5 to go in the fourth quarter. Burning down the floor for Fort Loramie. Slips to the foul line. Little pick and roll with Albers again. Turnaround 5-footer short. He's trying to work on Etzler to pick up that additional foul. That time he didn't finish the play. Wasn't strong enough. Long three-pointer by Ward of Convoy. Air ball out of bounds. That was too quick in the offense.
Too quick and too much defense in his face. Yeah, that was not the shot they were looking for that time down.
6:10 to go in the fourth. Fort Loramie up 5. 49-44 our score. Redskins over the timeline. It's Burning. Burning 25 feet away. Ty Ruenkamp has been on the floor a little bit here at the start of the fourth for Fort Loramie. He just checked out. Albers outside the arc on the left to Nate Meyer. And the ball thrown to the cutter. Albers underneath the backboard too far. It hits the glass. Rebound down to Convoy Crestview. Ball fired from the left corner by Hunter down inside to a teammate, broken up by Fort Loramie. Leaking the other way as Albers got it on the dead run and lays it through. 51-44, Fort Loramie by 7. Last two offensive possessions for Convoy Crestview, Chuck, not good.
No, not good shots.
Here is Kalen Etzler, top of the circle. He's got to start taking charge. And head coach Doug Etzler gets a timeout. We'll take a break. Fort Loramie up 7, 5:14 left in the fourth on scoresbroadcast.com.
Two Rushi family-owned firms doing business for 60 years. Each are proud supporters of scoresbroadcast.com. Superior Aluminum provides the finest aluminum columns, railings, and fence available on the market. The Francis Schulze Company distributes quality wholesale building materials to lumber dealers, home centers, and door specialists. Superior and Francis Schulze are two of the many unique industries in Shelby County that help make the region a great place in which to live, work, raise a family and receive an education. Superior and Francis Schulze are proud supporters of scoresbroadcast.com.
We're back. 5 minutes and 14 seconds to go here in the fourth quarter. Fort Loramie owns a 7-point lead over Convoy Crestview. Chuck, I apologize. Aiden Worman has been the player on the floor occasionally for Fort Loramie tonight, wearing 4-4-44. He's out of time, played in the JV game, can't compete in any more quarters here tonight. But tell you what, he has been available and has spelled players nicely. Corey Britton has used him well. So good contribution from Aiden Worman for Fort Loramie this evening. And after the Convoy Crestview timeout, Chuck, another empty possession. Miscue.
Yeah, they knocked it away from Etzler.
4:50 left in the fourth quarter. Fort Loramie nursing a 7-point lead. Albers top of the circle. Convoy Crestview's offense has become stalled somewhat. And on the side of the floor, Nate Meyer is corralled by a couple of defenders right in front of head coach Corey Britton, who gets a timeout. 4:41 left to go here in this game, and the Redskins hang on to a 7-point edge. Physical therapist and owner Jim Spitzer, 21 years experience in outpatient settings and treating athletes of all types. He's a fully qualified and licensed physical therapist. Pinnacle Sports Therapy in Fort Loramie at 700 East Park. Jim will work with you one-on-one, develop a truly customized treatment program, and to maintain a great progress, he'll create a specialized home program with you as well. Jim Spitzer at Pinnacle Sports Therapy treats knees, shoulders, ankles, all kinds of sports injuries, and he treats orthopedic neck and back pain, bulging discs, headaches, and other ailments. Pinnacle Sports Therapy in Fort Loramie, accepting all major commercial insurances such as Anthem plus Medicare and Workers' Comp. Most insurance companies may not require a doctor's referral to visit Pinnacle Sports Therapy. A superb physical therapist like Jim Spitzer, a good guy to know. Fort Loramie, after the timeout, shoots a three ball. It's Caleb Maurer right on target. Wow, the Redskins with crisp passing stretch the advantage to 10, 54-44. 4 minutes to go. Convoy Crestview's Etzler needs to get going. He shoots a three out of the left corner. Swish! Boy, that was a beauty. A rainbow. Perfect right through the net. The clubs match threes. Fort Loramie's lead is 7, 54-47, 3:52 to go in the fourth. Alber straightaway guarded by Kreischer. Gives it up right wing to Nate Meyer. Meyer to Albers, baseline right, short corner. Hits a cutter down the lane. Colin Moore lays it up short. Can't get it over the rim. Rebound down to Ward for Convoy. Quickly up the floor to Nathan Lickley. On top, it goes to Kalen Etzler. Foul line, it's Gavin Etzler. Jumping, shooting, short. Rebound saved below the rim by Fort Loramie. It's inbounded from Colin Moore to Grant Albers. We're all the way down to 3:18 to go in the fourth. Team fouls, 4 on Crestview, 3 on Fort Loramie. The Bulls for the Redskins is 7. Convoy Crestview has not shot it well here in the fourth. Top of the circle, burning. Foul line, Albers puts it on the deck, meets resistance. Defensive foul against Convoy Crestview. Boy, that wasn't much contact either. It is Common out of bounds to the Redskins. Don't forget, Pinnacle Sports Therapy in Fort Loramie for the last 13 years. Jim Spitzer has also operated Versailles Physical Therapy and Sports Rehabilitation on Center Street in Versailles. Pinnacle Sports Therapy, 700 East Park in Fort Loramie. Phone 937-419-1491, 419-1491 for Pinnacle Sports Therapy. Let us help you move forward. Another foul in Convoy Crestview, team 6. Fort Loramie will shoot on the next. And here's Fort Loramie below the backboard. Bad pass out on top. Taken away by Etzler. Etzler darts down the floor. Might have gotten away with a big-time walk. Defensive foul on Fort Loramie. In the hurry-up mode was Kalen Etzler. Looked like he stumbled, traveled. Then there was contact. But the ball is retained underneath the rim by Convoy Crestview with 2:50 to go.
That's only 4 team.
Fort Loramie still leading by 7. Points here in the fourth quarter, tough to come by. How many, Chuck?
Well, let's see. Loramie has 9, and Crestview has 7.
Under 3 remaining. Wet spot below the basket being mopped at the moment. Like to remind you here on scoresbroadcast.com of our Fort Loramie game sponsors, M&A Muffler and Tires, a tire sale you'll never get tired of, Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, customer service with a smile since 1922, and Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. Place your confidence in Mike Holdhouse and his superb techs at Tom Jerry's. And guess what? Carson Kreischer goes back to work. Boy, I tell you what, he has been dynamite on the inside. When Convoy Crestview has needed a goal, he's gotten it. Right back is burning. Beautiful one-handed drive off the backboard for Fort Loramie.
That's a good answer right there.
56-49. Etzler long fadeaway 30-footer. Short. Hit the rim. Backboard. Rebound Fort Loramie, which is up 7 with 2:12 to go. You're right, Chuck. That last response by Burning was something else. Here's Colin Moore. He's loose down the right side of the floor. Carves out space in the lane and attracts a two-shot foul. 2:04 to go. Fort Loramie up 7, 56-49. This was a superb basketball game here tonight, Chuck.
Yeah, the good defense and both teams especially Loramie, playing really good offense. I've been impressed with their ball movement.
Yep, Colin Moore misfires at the stripe. He's got a second coming. Kreischer gets a quick respite for Convoy Crestview. Second free throw, Colin Moore, no good again. Long rebound, Kalen Etzler. Convoy down 7, 2 minutes left. Gavin Etzler, midcourt. Deep left corner, Ward. Good look down inside to a teammate cutting to the rim. Missed by Lickley, but he's grabbed. Couple of free throws for Lickley with a minute 55 remaining.
Now for his third team's fifth. Two shots.
Two free throws. Nathan Lickley, 6 foot sophomore for Convoy Crestview. Foul shots big down the stretch. It's no good. Too much oomph on it.
They're 10 of 13, which for a team that shoots in the 50s is not bad, yeah. But that one didn't have a prayer.
Second free throw, Lickley on the way. Oh, missed it badly. Hit the inside of the rim to the right and ricocheted to the left corner where Fort Loramie tracked it down. A couple of errant foul tosses by Convoy Crestview, and Fort Loramie clings to the 7-point margin. A minute 39 to go. Here's a good drive down the lane, but Caleb Maurer feeds Nate Meyer. Body block thrown by Convoy Crestview, and it's going to be two shots for Nate Meyer. No, ruled on the floor. 1-1 instead. A minute 37 to go. Fort Loramie up 7. Convoy Crestview has scored, I think, just 3 points, Chuck, in the last about 3 minutes.
That's been a while.
Etzler pumped home a long three. Free throw, Nate Meyer rimmed out. Tipped in by Grant Albers. Big bucket. Fort Loramie's lead swells to 9. Timeout called. A minute 34 to go on scoresbroadcast.com.
Are you looking to buy, build, or refinance a home? Osgood Bank has you covered. Whether you're a first-time home buyer with little or no down payment, buying a home on acreage, or need cash-out refinancing, the experts at Osgood Bank are fast, friendly, and will service your home loan from start to finish. Osgood Bank in Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Loramie, and Indian Lake at osgoodbank.com. Do well, be good. Osgood Bank, member FDIC, equal housing member.
By way of recap, a minute 34 to go in the game. Fort Loramie has expanded its lead to 9, 58-49 over Crestview, which needs to find some offense very fast.
Yeah, they've struggled, and give credit to Loramie. We can talk about how good Crestview is offensively, but Loramie's defense has been great. And I talked about Albers before the game, and he is having a terrific basketball.
Oh, you're right. He's been a difference maker tonight, that's for sure. 6'2.5", Grant Albers. He's been a blockbuster in the middle of the floor, managing the paint area offensively and defensively. Convoy needs a big bucket. Here's Ward finding Kalen Etzler down low. Turnaround dunk, a flush by Etzler. 58-51, Fort Loramie up 7. 70 seconds to go. Caleb Maurer in backcourt. Takes one hit, no foul called. Here's a great bounce pass by Albers. Beauty down inside to Nate Meyer for the layup. As Convoy Crestview attacked 2 Fort Loramie men at midcourt with 4. Open player found. Etzler, 3-pointer, deep 3, right side. Swish for Convoy Crestview. 51 seconds to go, and Fort Loramie is up 6, 60-54. The team's straight buckets. Wow, what a Saturday night special, Chuck.
Well, I'll tell you what, that it's been fun to watch. Loramie continues to score and play offense, yep, which is something they've struggled to do for 4 quarters this season. This is the best 4 quarters I've seen them play all year.
Hey, that Tuesday night league game between Fort Loramie and Anna here,
yep,
oh, shapes up like a real doozy.
Well, Anna, that game last night was as much fun as I've had all season.
Yeah, the two clubs collide on Tuesday after perhaps coming off their best games of the season.
Yep.
Anna at Fort Loramie on Tuesday. We've got the action for you. 7:30 tip-off. Online, on radio at 7. Here's a press applied to Convoy Crestview. Burning gets it up to Caleb Maurer out of trouble. And here comes Ronte Jackson with the foul. Caleb Maurer at the line. I think that's team foul 9 on Crestview. The last of the 1-1 opportunities here for Caleb Maurer of Fort Loramie with 41.9 to go. And the Redskins up 6, 60-54. 1-1 for Maurer. This is big. He's got it. 61-54. 7-point lead Fort Loramie. Second free throw for Maurer. How many points for Etzler, the big man?
For 23.
23 for Kalen Etzler of Convoy Crestview as Caleb Maurer connects on 2 fouls.
He's got 15. He's had a terrific, terrific game.
Sure has. 2 critical free throws there. Here's Ronte Jackson in the lane for Convoy Crestview. Might have been slapped in the back of the arm. It's ruled a double dribble. Now the officials confer what's been called.
The incorrect call, and the other official came up and changed it. The ball was knocked away from him. It wasn't double dribble.
Right.
So good job of the officials to get it right.
So the official ruling is inadvertent whistle. Ball retained by Convoy Crestview. Long 3 by Etzler. Fadeaway 27-footer. Swish! He's got another one. And it's 62-57. Kalen Etzler to the rescue. Man, can he shoot. He towers over everybody. You can't guard him.
Well, he goes up. He elevates. For 6'8", he elevates well on that jump shot. And
sure
you're
does.
Right. Nobody going to block that.
Nope. 26.8 to go here in the fourth. Fort Loramie nursing a scant 5-point lead. Hoying and Hoying has served Shelby County and neighboring counties since 1977. We offer services including custom home building, custom home interiors, remodels, additions, outbuildings, pavilions, commercial buildings too. With over 200 years of experience among our current employees, Hoying and Hoying is one of the premier home builders in the area. Say, if you're looking for a large 2.5-acre country lot, Hoying and Hoying Builders has lots for sale off Retker Road, northwest of Kettlersville. Here's Fort Loramie with a long 80-foot heave down the floor over the pressure D from Convoy Crestview, and the Redskins save it before it goes out of bounds, and Convoy is charged with a pushing foul. Ooh, that was close. And the Redskins get free throws here, 2 of them. 10th foul on Convoy. The ball almost sailed out of bounds.
And that would have given the Convoy the ball under their own basket.
Right. Free throw, Nolan Burney. He's got it. 63-57, Fort Loramie. Say those homes, Hoying and Hoying Builders, have for you in off Retker Road, northwest of Kettlersville, or in the Anna School District, and offer high-speed internet. Second free throw, burning good. The lead back to 7. Here's Etzler out of his range. That was closer to 35 feet, way short. Rebound, though, Convoy. Long attempt by Hunter from distance. No, it's Ward over the rim. Weak side rebound, Fort Loramie with 6 seconds to go, and that should do it. Redskins up 7, and Fort Loramie at the stripe. Tell you what, Chuck, looking back, a difference in this game, the minutes that Kalen Etzler had to sit with 2 and 3 personal fouls.
Yeah, I mean, that definitely hurt him, but it's part of the game. And I go back to just the game plan that Fort Loramie had. They've played very, very well tonight.
Yep, take nothing away from the Redskins. Heck of a performance by Fort Loramie. Head coach Corey Britton's team rallied tonight and played splendidly. Second free throw rimmed out. The lead 8. 2 seconds left. Long throw down the floor to Ward. Driving layup. Kisses in off the window. Good. It beats the buzzer. And that's it. Fort Loramie defeats Convoy Crestview 65-59 here tonight on scoresbroadcast.com and WMVR. Super, super ball game. Again, Hoying and Hoying Builders in Anna, specializing in custom-built homes on your lot or any of our lots northwest of Kettlersville on Retker Road. For information about starting to design your own dream home, call Hoying and Hoying Builders, 937-394-7144, 394-7144, hoyingandhoyingbuilders.com. What you imagine we can create at Hoying and Hoying Builders in Anna. Important win for Fort Loramie tonight. Redskins victorious, now advancing to 9-5 on the year. Convoy Crestview's record is now 10-3. And Fort Loramie returns to action on Tuesday here against Anna. And that is a mighty important Shelby County Athletic League game. Botkins losing to Anna last night has seen its lead get diminished from a couple of games to one in the standings in the SCAL. Anna one loss back. Anna has two defeats, Botkins one, and Fort Loramie and Jackson Center with three setbacks in the Shelby County Athletic League. So many thanks to our anchor business partners here on scoresbroadcast.com, including our broadcast partner, WMVR 105.5 TAM FM, serving all of West Central Ohio, the Sydney Daily News with award-winning sports pages day after day, SecureCom in Minster, SECURCOM online at SecureCom.com, the pros in protection, Osgood Bank in Osgood and Chickasaw in Mercer County, and in Fort Loramie in Indian Lake, Be Well, Be Good, Osgood Bank, Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City, home of the Great Big Boy, and Delicious Pumpkin Pie. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Thanks to LaCalle Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner since 2006. Quality parts for highway maintenance equipment all over the world. Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney. High-quality furniture priced right. Go Goffney. We've got you covered. Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution. Clancy's Restaurant, Wapak Avenue in Sydney. Clancy's nothing fancy, just fantastic food. Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna, Route 25A. Your number one insurance agency in the region again. And American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie. Your amazing glass connection, AAG Inc., the industry's clear choice. And thanks additionally to Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning, M&A Muffler and Tires, and Geyer's Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram, all in Fort Loramie, with us each and every Fort Loramie game, plus custom foam products in Fort Loramie, a world-class supplier. Don't forget Brookins in Fort Loramie. Carl Arns at Brookins has high-quality food. It's a fun, family-friendly atmosphere at 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie, online at brookenspub.com, B-R-U-C-K-E-N-S, and enjoy luncheon specials each day at noon at Brookens. You'll love the food. You've got roasted chicken, meaty and cheesy, homemade pizza, burgers, a dozen different sandwiches during the day. And don't forget marinated chops on Saturday. You're no doubt far too late tonight to enjoy them, because they run out fast. They are so popular. But don't forget marinated pork chops on Saturdays at Brookens. What a win for Fort Loramie tonight, Chuck, over Kalen Etzler and the highly touted Convoy Crestview Knights.
Yeah, they played really well. That was the most complete game I've seen them play this year. They were out rebounded by five. You know, they only turned the ball over six times. 13 of 20 from the free throw line. That was 5 of 12 in the fourth quarter. Just, that's a teeny bit scary there. But individual scoring for Crestview, Etzler had 26 and Crasher had 17. On the other side, very well balanced. They got 16 out of Caleb Maurer, 15 out of Grant Albers, and 14 out of Caleb Meyer. Those three were terrific tonight. And the Clancy's player of the game, I'm going to go with Grant Albers.
Good choice. Welcome back, Grant. Redskins need him in the middle. He does a lot of things very well for a 6'2.5 post player. Grant Albers of Fort Loramie, our Clancy's winner, Clancy's, Wapak Avenue in Sydney. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food at Clancy's.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month. We plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
The Fort Loramie girls, a winner today over Ottawa Glandorf. Chuck, you noted most complete boys game we've seen Fort Loramie play this season. Perhaps the most complete Fort Loramie girls game that we've seen this year, this afternoon.
Yeah, they played, both teams played well. Nice Saturday for the Redskins.
And it was a special day for the Fort Loramie girls, not only the win over the third-ranked team in the state in Division III, Ottawa Glandorf, but it was a day on which Fort Loramie High School recognized 50 years of girls' hoops at Fort Loramie. 19-point win for the girls earlier this afternoon. The Fort Loramie boys defeat Convoy Crestview by 6 tonight. So many thanks to our ScoresBroadcast.com online audience, our radio audience as well on WMVR 105.5 TAM FM. For John Hemp alongside our crack photographer, and for Chuck McBee, I'm Jack Kramer saying goodnight from Fort Loramie, where the Fort Loramie girls earlier defeated Ottawa Glandorf 57-38, and tonight the Fort Loramie boys down Convoy Crestview 65-59 on ScoresBroadcast.com.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com and WMVR 105.5 TAM FM in Sydney.